You are the light. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. We are here to welcome you and to remind you, as we do every time, that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. So we are back in person, in people in the room. It's a wonderful thing for the first time after 2 years and 3 weeks or something like that of being online. In that time, we have expanded this wonderful community to across the world and to pockets of people in Utah and Pennsylvania and Florida and other spots that we don't even always know about. We have some folks that listen from Australia from time to time. So we're excited that our larger community also now has the opportunity to speak and to be together in person here in this place. We are a community that welcomes you. We honor you, whoever you are. And because we know who you are, we know you are an expression of the divine. You are the infinite's opportunity to show itself, to be itself through you as you. So we honor you. We welcome you. We know what we know about you, and whatever you name yourself, however you understand yourself, whatever labels you may put on yourself, they're all honorable and recognizable and celebrated by this place and by these people. So we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're here, and glad you're going to continue to be with us. Part of who we are, and one of the things that we talk a lot about, is what we teach and what we celebrate. We celebrate science of mind. We celebrate new thought. And we bring that forward in all kinds of ways. Here now our declaration of principle, as you get a chance to get a better idea of what we teach. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. For more information on that Declaration of Principle and to see the whole thing, you can find it on our website, csl.org, or cslmidtown.org, rather. And get that there. We also have a few copies of it in the back in the welcome packets. So the next thing we want to do is recognize one of our practitioners. This is something we do each time because we love having more than one voice up here, not just mine. And a practitioner is someone who studied this teaching, who has learned how to use it for themselves and also to do really wonderful work for other people. So today we have Barbara Guillory to share with us. Thank you, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. So this morning, guys, I am part of the creativity behind the scene and really creating a wonderful experience here. So I just want to take this moment to say thank you to Dr. Bob for creating this wonderful experience, and also to our technical producer, Vance. This has really been a creative experience. So as you know, spirit in and of itself is about creativity. So I want to ask you just a couple of questions. What is that experience you are creating for yourself? If the environment is one, and let's say that you're in traffic, my question is, what is that experience you are creating for yourself in the midst of traffic? Let's say that you're in the grocery store. You're in line, and it's a long line. My question to you is, What is that experience you are creating for yourself? One other question, you're watching the news, you're looking at the news. My question, what is that experience that you are creating for yourself? So I want to share with you that we are co-creators with the universe. We are co-creators with spirit. We are co-creators with the creator. That empowers us to be able to create the experience that we so desire. This is a wonderful position. I am empowered to have learned this lesson. Again, the lessons are taught in the classes, but it has just been wonderful knowing that I am a co-creator of the experiences in my life. So right now, I'd like to bring us together and let's just co-create here in this very moment an absolutely wonderful creative meditation. So as we come together, we are in a place of oneness. We come to recognize this place of oneness. We come to recognize the universe as whole and complete. We come to recognize the substance, the magnificence. We come to recognize there can be one, but only one source, one substance from all. I know for myself that I am part of this absolutely magnificent oneness, this absolute magnificent substance. I am expressed from this wonderful, beautiful, absolutely magnificent substance. In knowing that I am one with all there is, I declare myself to be co-creator with this magnificent. I declare myself to be co-creator with the substance. I declare myself to be a co-creator with the universe. I declare myself to be a co-creator of my experiences. I am a co-creator of my experiences in life. As a co-creator with spirit, I create for myself the experience of peace right now in this very moment. And as I co-create with spirit this experience of peace, I begin to allow this wonderful, peaceful experience into my existence, into my mind, into my life, into my affairs. All around me, I am a co-creator of peace. In this knowing, I am thankful. I am grateful. It is this experience of peace that I offer to any and all around in this wonderful, beautiful universe. I am a conduit for world peace simply by being a co-creator with spirit. For this, I am grateful, and so it is. So right now, we'd like to have our music. I just want to say hello to Sophie. Sophie showed up being so creative this morning. And if you guys don't know, Sophie is our minister's granddaughter. Welcome. I just love your creativity that you are sharing with us this morning. So our music this morning is I Am the Place Where God Shows Up by Eddie Watkins. Thank you.
strong enough to bear the burdens that sometimes come living this thing called life. Am I wise enough to make the right decisions when I'm standing at the fork in the road? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone and there's nothing I have to do on my own, because I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. Will I have enough to do the things I need to do to take care of myself? Will I have the health of mind and body to live a life of grace and wholeness? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone and there's nothing I have to do on my own, because I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place.
I am the place where God.
You are the place.
Moves and breathes and has its being.
We are the place. God shows up. I am the place.
I am the place where God.
You
lives.
Are the place.
And
we are the place.
I am the place
where God shows up.
I want you to clap your hands and sing it with me.
I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has its being. I am the place where God shows up.
If you take nothing away from today other than that song, I hope you will do like I've been doing all week since I had it selected by Doug, who does our music every week, and that is just singing it in the back of my head. I am the place. Anytime you run into a problem, no problem. I'm the place where God shows up, or spirit, or light, or love, or whatever other divine word you want to put in place of God, in case God's a bit of a not so good notion or idea to you. So, do you remember how you started in this life? I'm told, I wasn't there, but I don't remember it. I was told I started out in this warm, wonderful, perfect place where I was getting everything I could possibly need to grow. I was getting nurtured. I was in a warm environment that was temperature controlled. It was just right. And I was getting fed through my belly button. I didn't have to even chew to be nurtured and nourished. It was wonderful. And so I did what we do. I grew. And it got more and more cramped and crowded until there wasn't room for me anymore. And then at some point, I said to myself and the universe, I want out of here. And the universe said what it always says, yes. So sure enough, I got squeezed real hard and popped out into a whole new world with a whole new world of experiences. some strange guy held me up and slapped me on my butt. I don't remember that either, but I'm told. So all this stuff happens. And then, you know, you adjust to that life and things get to be pretty good. And all these great big faces come at you that you don't know if it's God or another person or what it is. They come at you. And after a while, you just get enough of this. I want to be able to roll over on my own steam. And so you say to the universe, I want to roll over. And it says, yes. And sure enough, without knowing exactly how, you learn to roll over. And the same thing continues. You decide you want to sit up. God says yes. Spirit says yes. Life says yes. And then you get even older and you discover you want to do what these other big strange people are doing and wiggle their legs and mobilize themselves across the room. And so you learn to walk because you say, I want to walk. And sure enough, you sort of automatically learn to walk. And then you just kind of discover you want to have fun and you want to be silly and you want to play. And so you play and the universe just keeps saying yes. And then you get a little bit older and you suddenly start comparing yourself to some other people. And you think, you know, they're faster than I am. They've got better balance. They're bigger or smaller or smarter. And when you start doing that, you start saying to yourself, you know, I must not be as good. And what does the universe say? Yes, because it will respond to you according to your belief. If you believe you're not good enough, if you believe you're worse or whatever. Now, fortunately, we have communities of people around us to remind us that that's not true, but even though we may have started to believe it. But what happens in reality in real life is you get to then decide what I want to believe that the infinite can say yes to. And that's what this whole month is all about. That's what we're talking about. Ernest Holmes said this in the textbook, or rather in one of his other writings, says, we are the embodiment and the laboratory. I like the British pronunciation of that better. The laboratory of the divine. What then shall we create? So think about where you may have felt some limits or where some things have gone on differently in your life. And decide, do I want to create something different there? Because if my early experiences are true, and every time I say, this is my desire, this is what I really want, universe says yes, and it happens, why not now? Why not go past all that cluttery stuff that says I'm not good enough or not, or all that other crazy stuff we've picked up along the way? Why not go back to the core, go back to the truth, go back to the center, and decide what you desire? See, that's simply a process of saying yes to the yes. You know? You are an expression of the divine. The divine is all there is, right? And it's infinite. Well, you can't have two infinites. And you can't have an infinite and a finite that's separate from the infinite, because infinite simply means everything. So you are made of God stuff. You are made of the stuff of this infinite, whether you call it God or whatever. So when you're living your life and you're thinking and you're dreaming and you're imagining, that's all the work of the spirit through you, of life moving through you in the very best possible way. And so to use it most powerfully, we got to say yes to it. We got to say, okay, I'm going to accept the yes. I'm going to actually start believing in the yes. We are living in a world right now where we're being told there's a lot of no out there. There's no in the world of health. There's no in the world of peace. There are no's coming at us in all directions in terms of the fairness of life and the fairness of what's happening in the world. You're hearing a lot of no's about what's going on with the environment and the choices being made by corporations and others that are causing such pain and hurt in that area, perhaps. So we're bombarded by these no's, but those are the no's of individual people and groups of people who have taken this power of yes and used it in strange ways. You know, there are people who don't want to say yes to the yes, because part of that is, you know, if I say yes to the yes, then I don't have anybody else to blame for my troubles. Well, not even my mother. And I had a hard time giving that one up, you know, because by not saying yes to the yes, I can put some responsibility for the things I don't like inside of me out there somewhere. So when I decide to throw that recyclable in the trash, it's not my fault that the environment's going wrong. It's their fault somewhere because it's a separate thing. And we start developing this huge belief, and we have a culture of it, that we are somehow separate from life. We are somehow separate from all the good that is there, and it's not our fault. Now, granted, none of us created COVID. None of us had a part in doing a lot of these things. A lot of it is what we were handed to and taught. But what we do have is the power of saying yes to the yes, of saying I can know better and believe better and stand in a better universe and create a better world for myself and those around me. And I have the entire cosmos conspiring on my behalf. I think that's pretty cool. You know what you do? You have to do that RS. What is it? RSD, blah, blah, the song. I just lost it. But our version of it is the RDSP. You need to learn the RDSP, which is regular disciplined spiritual practice. In other words, the regular disciplined spiritual practice of knowing the yes and saying yes and getting very clear about what is the yes I'm going to go for. What is a yes I want to experience? Do I want the experience? And I love your treatment, Barbara, because it's the I want the yes of peace. I want the yes of love. Do I want the yes of more wonderful, loving, supportive relationships? What about prosperity? Boy, we're getting lots of no's around that one right now, right? And lots of scare tactics going on. I mean, you would think everybody is on the verge of bankruptcy and falling apart and going without food and hunger until you look at what's happening in the housing market and you say, wait a minute, that can't be true. Else, how are people buying these houses for $1 million a piece for, you know, 1,600 square feet or whatever it is? I mean, that's a little exaggerated, but, you know, I'm a minister. We can do that. The used to say, you know, if you're speaking ministerially, that meant you were exaggerating, so get ready. Well, so just erase that part. Moving on, it's getting back to the idea, the truth of what do I really want to create as my yes? What do I want to say yes to? Our teacher, the founder of Science, or one of the founders of Science of Mind here in the metro Atlanta area, Kennedy Schultz, used to say, you know, this is not a get-rich teaching. This is not something for nothing. You don't get what you want by being part of this. You get what you believe you deserve. And that to me is one of the most important. That was the phrase that kept me coming back. Because when I first heard some of this, I thought, well, this is just pie in the sky. It's not. But it is if you just want, and you wonder why it's not happening. Because want by its is a word of lack to begin with. I want this. That means I don't have it. That means it's lacking somewhere. But if you believe you deserve it, if you believe you know because of who you are that you truly deserve this, you don't have any little voices running around in your head saying, yeah, but you know that time when you cheated somebody, you shouldn't have prosperity because they gave you too much change and you kept it. Or any other crazy voices in your head that would tell you why you shouldn't have this or that, then you may not believe you deserve it. But if we can clear that off, forgive ourselves, make amends where we need to make amends, and then we begin to embrace and stand in this feeling, this truth, this knowing that we deserve. And so we receive what we believe we deserve, not what we want. And that's a very powerful way of saying yes to the yes. And that's what the spiritual practice is all about. It is about going within and doing the work within our own consciousness to make it a welcome place for the yes and to get clearer about what the yes is. Because, you know, the universe just says yes. It doesn't make choices. It doesn't make value judgments. Even though it may look like, well, you know, this one got a lot and I didn't. Must be something wrong with me, or must be something wrong in my thinking, or God's just playing favorites. You know, you got to pray harder, yell louder, do something to get God's attention. Well, that's not true, because God's already present within you. So it's already here right now in every moment. And it's saying yes to whatever you're believing and doing. Neville Goddard, all of his teaching flows around the idea that your imagination is that connection with the divine. That how you imagine yourself, how you imagine life can be and should be and would be and could be is that place where God shows up. It's that place where you have that divine connection. So Spirit's always saying yes. One of the things somewhere along the way, I heard someone say in this teaching that, you know, we don't have the privilege anymore once you know this stuff of having really negative, angry thoughts about people or about situations. Because we know when we do that, we're creating that experience more and more of it for ourselves. You know, that's a lot of responsibility. But if you don't take that responsibility, then you don't have the ability to respond. And we have the ability within us to respond. We have everything we need for that to go forward and to do well. The other part of that imagination is, in your imagination is the place where you play, where you find that sort of juiciness of life. You imagine yourself richly as a princess or a prince or someone who's got all the world at their feet. Or someone whose lives just flow with ease and richness and wealth and truly wonderful stuff. And when you imagine all of that, nothing wrong with that. It's great. If you can imagine you not only think that, but that you deserve it, then you go about simply watching and allowing the universe to say yes and begin to provide those things to you. Whether it's deeper relationships, whether it's more peacefulness, whether it's a good night's sleep. I don't know about you, but there were some times during this COVID crisis where I didn't get many good night's sleeps. Sleeps, nights. Yeah, they just didn't flow easily. Then I discovered because I was lazy and sitting around not getting enough exercise. So I went out and got more exercise and I slept better. It's a good thing. You know, we have all the stuff built into us. Our bodies are designed to do well and to live well and to function in this time and space. We just have to be willing to say yes to taking care of them. Yeah. And then in that imaginative place is where the desires come from. Desires come out of that place within us that is not language-based. It's that it emanates out of our brains in that central part of the brain that only knows feeling and nonverbal expression, which is why we have trouble sometimes putting words on what we want, because we can feel it, we can kind of, you know, we try to come up with the right words for it, and those words just don't always come the way we'd like them to. But if we put our attention on the feeling and play with that feeling, then we have the possibility of bringing forward within us that which we wish to create without limits and without the yes buts. You know, when I came into this teaching, I came from a belief that desire was a bad thing. I mean, if you really wanted it, it was probably a sin, you know? And when you believe that, then you don't often get what you really want. But when I begin to discover that the desires within us are the infinite wanting to be something particular within us, wanting to show up as itself, as us, not separate from us, not any different, not with some special glowing light or whatever, but just as our regular physical selves. It shows up. And we get to play with that. So in conclusion, I just want to say that, or I want to say a lot, but what is spirit really wanting to create as you? That is the core question for visioning. The first question in the visioning process is, how is spirit wanting to show up as me? It's a great way to start every day. And even if you don't have an answer to it, by asking it, you've opened the door within yourself for that to begin to happen. And maybe then you accept the yes of the yes and trust that the infinite is going to say yes to that question and start showing up. And your life is going to go much more smoothly and richly and according to your greater desires. So whatever that yes is trying to be in you, whether it's a healthier body, deeper loving relationships, richer prosperity, a greater sense of the joy of life and a way and a place to bring your gifts out to the world, choose by using your imagination to believe in the yes, to say yes to the yes. We do this through creative practice. One fun way to do it, if you don't know what your yes is, you don't know what it is you want to bring forward, start drawing. Draw with the hand you don't normally draw with. It may not be pretty, but it'll give you hints about what's trying to bubble up from inside of you. Journal. Ask yourself questions and answer them. It's a great practice to do that with your dominant hand. What do I want to do today? And with your non-dominant hand, write the answer without thinking about it and see what comes out. It using your non-dominant hand connects a whole different set of pathways into that central neurological place of your brain. And you may be amazed at what comes back. In my work in this in the past, what I first got was, I don't want to do anything with you today because I'm mad at you. And I'm like, what? How can I be mad at myself? Well, the list was rather long, and I had to do some self-forgiveness to get over that. So work with this. Play with this. Make it joyful. And trust that in that process, you're saying yes to the yes. In that process, you're opening yourself to a greater experience and a greater expression of the infinite. Because that's what you deserve and I deserve. Because that's how it's meant to be. You're wonderful. So am I. So it is. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. It's been 2 years since anybody applauded for me. Woo! I like it. Thank you. Thank you. So now Barbara will come back and share with us a little about our prosperity celebration.
All right, guys. That was quite a creative message. Thank you, Dr. Bob. I was pretty much laughing all the way through that. As you said, if you don't like yourself that day, you just do some forgiveness. So I'm saying yes to prosperity. So this is who we are. I want to read our vision statement, CSL Midtown Vision Statement. We are a strong, open, global, connected community centered on the clarity of principle. Through teaching, service, and practice, we create a safe and respectable environment that supports healthy, spiritual, and prosperous growth. I can say Dr. Bob has led us in that vein. He is committed to principle. And guys, let's come together and create a prosperous experience for ourselves right now. So if you would join me in the prosperity prayer as we create an experience of prosperity for ourselves together. I'm excited, guys. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with the life returns to me abundantly, and so it is. So, guys, if you're feeling that prosperity, you want to create that prosperity, particularly in this very moment where all of us are together, you can go to the website. That is www.cslmidtown.com. You can make your payment. Thank you, Dr. Bob. That's what I'm saying. Dr. Bob, keep us on point. So, but you really know that when you're in a creative space, you really like it. You don't mind being there. It's going to be a good experience. We do have baskets at the back door, and we also have baskets here at the front door. Guys, I ask that you continue your experience of prosperity for yourself as well as CSL Midtown. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. So now we have some announcements. Surprise, surprise, right? So I just want to remind you, next week, we will be online only. And the next 3 weeks, I guess, after that, on May 1st, we will be back in person at the, Garden Hills Recreation Center. It's a beautiful spot. You arrive at the park and walk down a very short little path with overgrown trees. It has a sort of feeling of a retreat center. And then we will be gathering there next time. And for as far as we know, our foreseeable future, that will be our future home. So look forward to seeing those of you who would like to come and meet with us in person. For everyone else, we're still here online. We're still, now that we've figured out how to do it, Vance has done a spectacular job today to create and make and bring this together. And thank you, Diego, for your part out in Denver for helping to kind of pull it all together. So I would like to also say that if you are aware from today's talk or from just knowing your life of something that you need to do and would like to do differently and would like some support, our practitioners are available to help with that. And they can be reached again through the website. You can also on our back table here, we have a treatment request sheet to fill out, and either we will do that work privately or without contacting you, or we can contact you if you prefer. So the practitioners core, which is about six people, I think we now have, will be working on your behalf. They are working on behalf of all of us all the time because of the treatments for the center, for our own health and prosperity in every area of life. The two things about today. One is, this is my fourth anniversary for being your leader. I'm very excited about that. Thank you. I know it doesn't seem possible, does it? It's like, really, 4 years? Okay. But two of those, we've been in hibernation. So it's good to be celebrating that by being back. Last month, the beginning of the month, we also celebrated the 10th birthday of this center as a separate organization. Many of us who are part of this have been around here in Atlanta for a very long time, and some of us about most or half of our lives as part of the teaching, but at different organizational kinds of places. So this center began as an intention to create a space where community could come together and focus on spiritual principle primarily and first. So we're still here. We're going to be here. This is our sustainability clause for now and for the next who knows how long. So I'm excited for this. I'm looking forward to the next chapter as we went from being an in-person group down the street here, gathering in a big auditorium, to a spread across the country and world group. And now we're going to look at becoming both. Rather than going back to anything, we're not. We're going forward to something altogether new. And that's the exciting thing, because there are people, many of you, well, you are here in the room, who want to create an in-person community where you can see people and smell them and, you know, have that human contact kind of thing. That smell's not a bad thing. Come on, people. But so it's really an opportunity for that. And there are groups of people in other parts of the country that may choose to do the same thing and still be a part of us. We are still working on those conversations. So who knows how this is going to flow and go? God knows. Spirit knows. And it's saying yes to our intention to take it forward. So enough said. Let's join together in our closing. And together we will share, if you have them, and they will be already on the screen now, the closing affirmation. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need. Yes. And so it is. Thank you all. We'll see you next week.